fashion day. Rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The king of the podcastle!
Hello, everybody. We are the kings of the podcastle. Here we go. It's time to do episode 37, The Dynamic Duo.
Yeah.
It's going to be a show. It's going to be a show unlike any other, ladies and gentlemen, as it's just John Donovan and I.
That's it.
King John is here, ladies and gentlemen, and King Mike.
Who's Batman and who's Robin?
I think I should be Batman. Well, but I'm sure you want to be Batman.
No, you're bigger than I am.
Well, yes, but yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, in the picture, yeah. It would look awkward to have Batman.
I'm older.
Well, but yeah.
Whatever.
King Zach is working, King Greg is working, and King Devin is
MIA.
Over. Yeah, he's MIA. We tried to get a hold of him. He's not answering phone calls. He's not answering texts.
He's ignoring us.
I'm pretty sure, because he has been posting on Facebook, I'm pretty sure that he is he's in vaginal bliss right now.
Is he?
Yeah, with his girlfriend over in Melbourne.
That's a good place to be.
Yeah, vaginal bliss is awesome.
I'm
high on it, and his girlfriend's pretty hot, so I'm sure that... it's very blissful.
She's a lot shorter than him.
Yes,
you notice
she is.
That?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's about, you know, 200 and probably 30 pounds, and she's about all of 110.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So
if she's on top of him, it probably looks like a scene from The Hangover with the baby on the front. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 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 yeah. He probably could carry around in a baby Bjorn like
probably.
What you do. Yeah,
yeah.
So here we are. We are gonna just roll with a short show. It's gonna be a shortened version of what you're normally used to, obviously, because it's just John and I. We're gonna talk some comedy stuff that's going on,
right?
And we're gonna
talk news, all that stuff.
Stupid news. We're gonna do all of that, but we're just gonna do it all in one break and get it knocked out. What do you say? Does that sound good? To you, I'm asking, John.
Oh, to me. I thought you were asking to the audience that was listening and waiting for their reaction.
No.
And
no, it's all about us today, dude.
Yeah.
Who cares about
them? Let's do this.
Okay. So as far as comedy goes, I know that just last week there was a big joke-off for Carmen Vallone at the Orlando Improv.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a lot of fun. Marcus is the winner. Golly, I sound terrible because I can't remember the guy's last name, but it was Marcus who won. And Marcus was a very funny guy. This whole thing with the joke-off is it's eight comics. Carmen Vallone put this whole thing together. And it's eight comics. They go up, and what they do is kind of like improv meets stand-up.
Uh-huh.
In that what they do is you got two comics on stage at a time, and they'll take an audience topic. Like they'll say, you know, what is your favorite Halloween monster, John? What is it?
I don't know, werewolf.
A werewolf. Okay, so they'll say, okay, Mike, you have 1 minute on werewolves, go. And I start telling as many jokes as I can, or just, you know, whatever I think
right.
is funny.
How does a werewolf wipe his ass?
How?
Very carefully.
Okay.
Because of the fur, you know? I don't know.
That's pretty much the way it would go. And then once I was done with my 1 minute, you would do a minute. Let's say if you were the other comic on stage with me, you would do a minute. And then after that was over, the audience votes on who they think's won.
Right.
Who was the funniest.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do that three out of five times. They get 3 points, and they move to the next round, and eventually you get a winner,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And this thing is actually possibly going to be a TV show.
Really?
Yes.
Where is it held?
It's held at the Orlando Improv. So if you ever see anything online, Facebook or on the Improv page, make sure that you go and check it out, because this is like that's beginning very popular, and Carmen is trying to push it and become a television show. In fact, he had two producers out there watching it on Thursday night, which is pretty cool.
That
you know?
Is very awesome.
Yeah. Let's see. Other than that, the only comedy that I did, I was there that night. I unfortunately did not get to perform because I was a backup in case anybody didn't show up. And unfortunately, those fuckers, they all found rides and they got there. But then Friday night, I was at the...
That's a joke in itself that they found rides.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you caught it.
Just
I was
goes
hoping...
to show you how poor yeah. comedians are.
I was hoping that you at least caught it if the audience didn't. But then Friday night, of course, we did the Wheelhouse, which was awesome. The Wheelhouse is always a good
was
time.
It? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. You know, the funny thing about the Wheelhouse is, you know, we did that kinky comedy competition there the other night.
Right.
A couple of weeks ago now. And we had a packed house that night.
Yeah?
Packed house. Could not get anybody to shut up and watch the show.
Of course.
It was one of those unruly crowds. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then last night, we had about 12 people there in the audience. They shut up. They watched the show. There, and on Kinky Comedy, we had 13 different comedians coming up. This last Friday, 12 people in the audience. We only had about 4 or 5 comedians. The show lasted an hour still because the audience was laughing their asses off.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show, if you're ever going to a comedy show, sit down, shut up, and enjoy the show.
Right.
Don't try to carry on your own conversation. Don't try to participate. You're just going to get made fun of. But those 12 people sat there and laughed their asses off and had a great time. I smell something burning.
Yeah.
That's weird. What is that?
Did you
start cooking something?
No, but I did have a cigarette downstairs and put it in the pot. Oh,
we are going to take a quick break. Quick break, ladies and gentlemen, while we go make sure my house is not on fire. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Okay, we made it back, and we're good. The house is not on fire.
It's not on fire, yes.
Holy moly. That was unbelievably scary. The whole house just kind of filled up with a very strong smoke smell just now.
Uh-huh.
And it was because Mr. Donovan over here...
Smoked a cigarette. Put it in the butt can that had paper in it, but I thought my butt was out.
And it completely burned. It was like a little... It almost looked like a candy wrapper.
Yeah.
And that stinks.
Yes,
it's not like a normal wood firing.
It lets
burn.
You know that it's on fire.
Yes, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. Okay, so where were we? We were talking about the Wheelhouse. The Wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Okay, the Wheelhouse went great. That was fine. Everything was fine.
And here's the thing about the Wheelhouse, man. It's a bar. It's a bar in a strip mall in Davenport, Florida. It's a great little place. You know, when Mike and I moved to this area, that's what we found. It's closest to our house. It's great. The bartenders are great.
And you can get there. Here's one of my favorite things. I can get there without a single stoplight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which means less police interference.
Yeah.
Basically.
too bad there's just not a direct road from there to here.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
But it's a great little bar, and they're not used to having comedy there. The patrons that go there are not used to having comedy there. So that's why I think... the not shutting the hell up-ness happens.
Because, to be honest, a lot of people don't even realize it's going on.
Yeah.
They don't even know, and we're promoting it, blah, blah, blah.
And on top of that, most of the people that go there have probably never been to a comedy show
before. No.
They don't know how to behave during a comedy show.
Exactly.
Case in point, I think it was maybe about a month ago, there was these two middle-aged women who were there, and
right.
I don't think that they get out much at all because they talked through every set that happened that night, and they thought that they were adding to the show. They
right.
thought that they were being funny.
Yes.
Even when you literally looked at them in the eye and said, shut the fuck up.
Please shut the fuck up.
They laughed and kept on with their little
They thought it was quip. Hysterical.
They thought they were so funny.
But this last Friday was absolutely, it was a fantastic show.
Cool.
Big thanks to everybody who showed up and came up, went on stage. Mike Maples was our host. Mike Maples actually does a really good job.
Yeah.
Us.
All right. Yeah, Mike Maples.
And then, the Kings of the Podcastle are actually becoming Kings of the Podcastle because we did our first production of another person's podcast here in Realm Studios.
No way.
Which is huge.
Oh, my God.
Kings of the Podcast are making money these days, ladies and gentlemen.
So
yeah.
Why don't we promo that? Who was it?
It was Rippin' Fridays with Mike Santori, and they came over. He brought his whole crew over, and we produced it for him right here in Realm Studios.
Uh-huh.
Now, normally, Mike, what he does is he's got a USB microphone on his computer.
Yeah.
And he just literally logs in. And he goes from there, and he'll call in because he goes through a website called Blog Talk Radio,
uh-huh.
which is great. It's a good website, but really they're charging you for shit you could do on your own.
Yeah.
But anyway, he calls in like from his phone, and he will talk through his phone into the computer, And the audio quality, whenever you do something like that, is really not that great.
Yeah.
So for the first time ever, he got to see what, you know, a real studio looks like and how it sounds. And he was really impressed. His audience was really impressed. And if you are thinking about doing a podcast, then you need to call us or email us, Kings at Kings of the Podcastle, and you can get one going. We can get you in here in the studio. We rent the studio out, and we'll produce it. We'll provide a producer for you. So, I mean, it's an easy way to do it. If you don't know what you're doing and you're doing it through a USB microphone or just the microphone on your laptop, yeah, it works. There's no doubt about that. But if you want it to sound professional, you want it to be produced professionally,
Kings of the Podcastle. Yes, absolutely. Exactly. And of course, when you contact us, we'll talk to about rates. To you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all that fun stuff. We don't even want to talk about pricing right now.
And it's not a rape job, so don't even think about it.
No. Okay, upcoming comedy shows and things that we have going on. Well, I guess we'll get to that at the end of the show. It's what we always
do. We can,
right?
Sure. Yeah.
But you did trivia, right?
I did trivia, as I do.
How is that going, by the way? Is it getting bigger, better, worse?
Well, it's actually kind of slowed down a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's non-peak season for Orlando area, but we're still getting good crowds. Originally, in the beginning of the season, they gave me a second day, Saturday evening.
Yeah.
And then they said, this is going to go away after peak season's over. Well, peak season came and went, and they said, hey, we're thinking about dropping you back down to 1 day a week. And then the bartender said, no. This guy's making us money up here, and I need the tip money
from the
people that this guy brings.
So you
upstairs.
Are drawing in people, yeah, and the bartender got your back. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is very cool. Yeah, and they're good guys. Yeah, Star now Island Resort, Thursdays and Saturdays. Anybody can come out, even though, you know, it's a resort and people that stay there. But yeah, anybody can come from off property.
You got to promote Curtis Earth Trivia.
Curtis Earth Trivia, yeah. Yes. He's who I work for. He's heard in over 40 locations in the Orlando area.
Holy moly.
Go to earthtrivia.com and look up to where, you know, is nearest you in the Orlando area if you want to come to see an awesome trivia show.
There you have it.
Or just come to Star Island Resort on Thursdays and Saturdays and see me, John Donovan.
Hey. All right. Let's move into some stupid news. We're going to have some fun now. We've gotten through all of our commercial. You know, the first half of this show is like an 11-minute commercial. I wonder if people complain about that.
Well, if they would, they're not doing it to us.
Yeah, they're not doing it to us, so shut your pie hole, I guess.
Yeah.
And if you do have a complaint, just, you know, let us know. We'll do the commercial at the end of the show if you want us to. Okay, what do you got in your glass over there, John?
I just got some water.
Water?
Yeah, it's Sunday.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Sunday afternoon.
It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon.
It is.
All the windows in the house are open.
Yeah, it's
even
great.
In the studio, we got the window open, and that's why we were able to smell the smoke.
Right.
So thank God we didn't close them. I've got here in front of me the list of the 11 types of alcohol that Americans drink most. Now, you do drink.
I drink beer.
You drink beer?
I like beer.
Congratulations, you're in the number one spot.
Yeah, buddy.
Yes. Number one, of course, is beer at 34%.
Now, my favorite beer of choice currently is Yingling. It's a local beer from me back home in New Jersey. It's the localist beer.
Local. What do you mean by it's brewed in Jersey?
No, it's brewed in Pennsylvania. Uh-huh. But as far as as close as you can get as far as a local beer, that's what we have. That's the preferred beer of choice back home in the tri-state area, if you will.
Okay, you know? Gotcha. Yeah.
And it's on tap anywhere down here in Florida for sure. When I lived in Texas, Scheinerbach was my beer of choice. I don't know if you're a fan of it, but it's very, very, very delicious.
I love Scheinerbach. I think it's great, but it was never my favorite. Anyway, but we're off the topic.
I'm sorry.
Really. No, because yes, beer, we could go into beer conversations forever,
man.
But this is like the number one alcohol types.
And it's beer.
So number
for
one
Americans.
Is beer. Yes, for Americans. Number two, what do you think? The second type of alcohol that people are drinking.
Wine.
Yep, wine. That's it. Yes, wine. Of course. You know, because all the ladies, they got to have
they
the
drink
wine.
It.
Yeah.
And
oh,
I don't
yeah.
mind wine every now and then, too, but the hangovers are intense.
I'm down with a glass of wine. I really am. Like, as I've gotten older, like, it used to be beer only or Captain Morgan, which is my favorite liquor, which is rum. But wine has always been, you know, my new favorite as I've gotten older is what I mean to say. Number three is vodka. Which doesn't surprise me because it goes with anything.
Yeah, it does.
And then number four is whiskey at 6%, which actually breaks down 3% bourbon, 2% scotch, So all of your scotch, my apartment smells of mahogany and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, there's those guys.
Yeah, those guys.
Now, let me tell you something about bourbon. The one and only time I've had bourbon, I was 5 hours late to work the next day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the funny thing is I showed up and went, I'm here, and everybody's like, "Oh, hey, John." Nobody, not one boss said, "Bup, you're late. 5 hours. What's the hell? What's the deal here?" You know,
really?
Nothing. Yeah, it was weird.
Are you sure you were late?
I'm positive that I was late.
Because usually, if they don't say anything, that means that you were there when they expected you to be there.
It was just so crazy busy.
They didn't even notice.
No.
What kind of job was that?
It was. I was working for Six Flags, and they were in a bankruptcy situation at the time.
Oh, okay.
And just everything was nuts constantly all the time. Yeah.
Number five is champagne.
Yeah.
Dumb. I'm not a champagne fan. Who drinks champagne? Come on. The only thing champagne is for is like a
New Year's Eve. That's it.
Yeah,
a New Year's Eve or a wedding.
A celebration of some sort, like a wedding, or if you're, you know, you just made your first $1 million at a business, you know, you celebrate with a bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
Who drinks that? Nobody drinks that. And here's the other thing, too. I drink because I want to get drunk.
Sure.
Every once in a while, I'll have a beer just because, you know what? Beer goes good with my burger and I want to have one. But for the most part, if I'm drinking, it's because I feel like getting a little bit tipsy.
Sure.
Don't you feel that way?
That's why people smoke weed, because they want to get high.
Yeah, nobody smokes weed because,
I
like the flavor of it.
No.
Yeah, that's BS.
I like the way I cough it back up.
Champagne should be like at the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
Rum is number six, which I've already mentioned.
I like rum.
Yeah, it's my favorite. Number seven is tequila, which I'm firmly against. Have I ever told you why I'm against tequila?
No, I like tequila shots every now and then.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I smell it. It makes my stomach upset.
So you can't do margaritas?
I can do margaritas. Margaritas is okay, but a shot of tequila is an. Because a long time ago, I got really drunk on tequila with some friends of mine in high school.
Uh-huh.
And to make a really long story
short.
Underage drinking. Uh-huh. Yeah, oh yeah. To make a really long story short, we were 16. One guy had got sent off to military school.
Uh-huh.
He was back
What did he do?
I was trying to make it a short story. But he got into some trouble. He got into some legal trouble.
Yeah.
And it was either go to military school or go to juvenile detention. And he went to military school. But he comes back and for Christmas, and me and another one of our buddies who we were all hanging out in high school. We were like the three amigos.
Yeah.
And we were like, dude, you're back. It's awesome. And we're going to get drunk. We're just going to sit at home and do nothing but drink tequila. So we got somebody to buy us a bottle of tequila, also against the law.
Uh-huh.
And we sat at home at his house. Now, remember, this is Christmas time, so there's a Christmas tree with presents underneath it.
Oh, God.
And we did nothing. We bought a giant thing of Jose Cuervo and a big bag of limes, and we did tequila slammers all night long.
Uh-huh.
And we did salt, lime, tequila. And at first, you know, whenever you're drinking just shots, you don't get drunk, and you don't have anything to drink. So whenever you're young and stupid, you're like, that means we need to drink more.
Yeah.
So what we do, we did like three or four shots in a row. There's no reason to not do that.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. And we're only 16, 17 years old.
Yeah,
at the
time. Can handle it.
Of course. And before you know it, like I think we started around 8. By about 9:30, we were starting to feel really shitty.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'm just leaning and back and forth in this rocking chair. And we're just kind of watching one of our buddies playing a video game.
Uh-huh.
And the motion gets to me. And I take one full lean back. And on the lean forward, it was like a smooth motion of vomit just coming out.
Yes.
And hitting the ground and splatting. And
it didn't hit the Christmas tree.
No, not yet.
Oh boy.
So I throw up into the living room floor. My buddy Jack, who was in town from military school, he sees that and he goes, "That is disgusting." And he and when he goes, he's sitting on the couch next to the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
All over the presents.
Oh boy.
All over the everything.
Oh.
And the reason why we're able to do this is because his mother works the night shift at the post office, like the big warehouse downtown.
So she's not home.
So she's not home to see any of this. We're throwing up all over everything. It's like the barf fest from Stand By Me.
Stand By Me.
Movie.
Yeah.
It's like the barf fest from that. And by the time it's over, I don't even remember it ending. But the only thing I remember is that barf fest happened, and then we woke up at like 7 in the morning when she comes home. and she is banging on pots, and she's like, "You wake up right now!"
And she's pissed. You,
oh my god!
Because there's puke everywhere that you guys didn't clean up, right?
No. Oh, we puked everywhere, and we passed out in it basically. And she made us wake up, get up, take the Christmas tree outside, take all the decorations off of it, hose it. We had to take all the Christmas presents, unwrap them, clean them off with a rag and rewrap them.
Really?
At 7 in the morning and when we are hungover.
And 16.
And 16 and laughing and holding our heads at how much of dumbasses.
Yeah.
We are. Yeah.
That's awesome. Very good, boys. Very good.
So there's the story of
Tis
tequila.
Tis the season to...
Yeah, no tequila for me. Rounding out the top 10, gin at number 8, number 9, cordials and liquors, number 10, cognac.
Gin, you can set on fire and it will burn.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We used to sit under the bridge that led from Manahawkin to New Jersey to Long Beach Island, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And we would drink bottles of gin and we would... just kind of pour it out on some cement, and it would just kind of puddle there and light it
really?
On fire. And it was
just
neat.
Light it on fire.
Yeah.
Wow. Never done that. Speaking of being hungover and sick, though, I've got here the 10 or the 5 reasons we go to work sick. And you're a supervisor at your job.
Yeah.
So you have to deal with people calling in sick all the time, right?
I do.
33% of people have called in sick because they just didn't feel like working that day. Would you say that that's pretty much...
That
what do you
is.
Deal with?
Most of it is they want to go to Halloween Horror Nights and they can't get out of their scheduled shift, or they want to go do something else.
So they just take a sick day.
Well, it's call personal. We don't get excuses. I'm calling personal today.
Wow.
Or if they are sick, they're calling sick for that day.
Okay.
There's no actual excuses required. I, however, the other day did call sick.
You called out sick?
I did, and I never call out because I hate calling out because I think it leaves people, your other coworkers hanging. And
yeah,
I
that's the big thing.
That's
yeah.
not cool, you know? There was one time years ago where I did Wild West shows, and I was in Atlanta, and I had 102 fever, and I came to work, and I did shows, and I was funny.
28% have done it because they need a day off just to relax. Now, I have to say, I've done that.
Yes.
The other day when you called in sick, were you actually sick?
No, I had a headache. I guess, the weather's changing here in Florida, and it's kind of affecting my sinuses, and I had a headache.
Well, you can tell by my voice, I feel like crap lately. Yeah.
So, Stephanie, since the pregnancy, she's discovered that she has a little bit of anxiety and some high blood pressure. So she's got some medications in the cabinet. She was also prescribed heavier ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "God, I just had a headache." And she said, "Okay, we'll go get some of my ibuprofen." So I went in there, grabbed a bottle of what I thought was ibuprofen.
Oh, boy.
And I took 2 and I popped them in my mouth. And she's like, my stomach's hurting from the C-section. Can you bring me 2? So I brought her 2 of what I took and I handed it to her. And she goes, "Did you take any of that?" And I go, "Yeah, I took 2. And she went, "Oh, boy."
what was it?
It was her anxiety medication. It was Wellbutrin.
Oh,
I took 300 milligrams of Wellbutrin.
How did you feel after
and
that?
It was a mellow, mellow pill. And I just wanted to sit down and watch TV. And
you were just, everything was good.
So she said, "You're not going to be able to drive. You're probably not going to be able to go to work." So, and I go, "But work isn't for another 4 hours. So let's see how I feel."
Yeah.
You know, she goes off to the grocery store and leaves me there. She called me like 3 times to see if there was something specific that I wanted. I never answered the phone because I was out.
You like asleep?
Asleep. I was totally zonked.
Wow.
And then comes time to go to work an hour before, and I just couldn't maintain myself, so I called out sick.
Holy
moly. Because I was on drugs, basically.
Rounding out the top 5 of reasons that people call out so that they can go to a doctor's appointment without worrying about getting back to the office. Number 4, to catch up on sleep. Absolutely. Totally done that before. And to run errands or to take care of a personal matter. Well, that's when you use a personal day, people.
Use
a personal day. Let's see.
Sick.
Here's the career builder also asked employers for the most ridiculous excuses that people have used to get out of work in the past year. What is the most, like I said, you're a supervisor. What's the most ridiculous thing that somebody called and said? Like, I got a toothache or something. I don't know. You don't have one?
I really can't think of anything right now.
I'll throw some
at you. It's all the normal stuff.
Number one, here is the number one answer was, my false teeth flew out the window while I was driving.
Really?
Yeah, that's bad.
That's bad. I mean, when that happens.
I hate it. Yeah, you got to hate that. Number two, my favorite football team lost on Sunday, and I needed Monday to recover.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Number three, I'm grouchy because I'm trying to quit smoking.
No. That's not an excuse.
Number four, someone glued my doors and window shut, and I can't get out of my house.
Yeah, that'll keep you from going to work.
I mean, I guess so, yeah. Number five, I bit my tongue and I can't talk. As you're calling your boss, talking to them and telling them. My car was surrounded by a swarm of bees.
And I couldn't get out of my car.
Okay.
So I'm late.
I ate too much turkey and fell asleep before my shift.
Wow.
Wow. I need to finish my Christmas shopping, sir.
So I'm not going to work to make more money.
To me, that's fine. You call somebody and say, look, man, I've got things I've got to do today. Mm-hmm. I'm taking a personal day. I'll see you when I get back.
Yeah.
I can't get my glass eye to stay in.
Really? Well, put some Vaseline on it and throw it in there and get to work.
Or just come to work with an eye patch on and argue at each other.
Yeah.
Everybody. I couldn't decide on what to wear. Holy moly. That's the number 10.
That is horrible.
Let's look at some other unwritten rules of life here. These are unwritten rules of life.
Yeah.
So basically, we've talked about one of the rules of life is just come to work, right?
Right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Just get it over with and get it done. Every once in a while,
you know, I used to tell for gunfight shows, because we didn't have people to call in if you called out, and I think I told you this when you started working for the company, if you're bleeding from the eyes,
yes,
get a box of Kleenex. Come on into work.
Yep. Yeah, on your way to work, yes. I'm one of those guys that just go to work and get it done. I mean, it sucks, but you got to go do it. Now, every once in a while, I do agree, you got to take a personal day and just call and say, look, man, too many things have popped up, and I got to go get this done. And if I go to work, it's going to completely screw everything
right.
up. So I can understand. And that's what those days are for, you know, you get personal time. Anyway, all right, here's some more unwritten rules of life that everyone should follow. Number one, if you finish the coffee, you need to make more.
If other people are drinking it,
I
agree.
I'm a huge believer in this, because where I work, it's early mornings, and there's a coffee maker downstairs, and it holds three pots. And you'll come in the morning, and there's like a little tiny bit at the bottom, and nobody overnight made more coffee.
God.
And it pisses me off, because I'm there at 5 a.m.
And you need some damn coffee.
I need some goddamn coffee! And I got to wait, and I got to make it, and that takes 10 minutes, and I'm supposed to be upstairs working. Anyway, I hate that. If you finish it, make more.
Yes, I agree.
Number two, if a car stops for you to cross the street, hustle a little bit.
Yes, give it a little. Don't take your time.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, unless you're elderly and you got a walker or something like that, or mailman,
no,
or whatever.
No, screw that. They need to put little jet packs on those walkers and get them over there.
Well,
damn
I don't
it.
Think walker technology's gotten there yet, but, you know,
well,
maybe in 10
need
more
something.
Years.
They need something. Anytime I stop at the store, like when at the grocery store is the worst. People will be coming out of the grocery store with their kids, and they're like,
I'm having
a happy family grocery experience, and I don't need to move.
Yes, get the fuck out of the way.
Yes. Well, the law is you got to stop for pedestrians. And so when I'm walking into the grocery store, and if people don't stop, I'll walk right in front of them.
Yeah, well,
you better stop or you're going
to
hit me.
Here's the other thing, though. I think they need to look at that law again, because which is the bigger one? If you're walking, you are a small one person. If I'm driving a car or a pickup truck, I'm giant.
You can
see me. I can't see you hiding out behind that tree or coming from behind
that
tree.
Yeah,
you can see me. So they need to look at those laws.
No,
and
as a driver, you need to pay attention to your surroundings. And on top of that, you're inside a vehicle. If there's weather outside, you need to have some courtesy for people who are stuck outside trying to get in or out.
As a driver, you need to run those fuckers over and get them out of the way. If they're not smart enough to look and see that there's a vehicle coming and not to walk out into the middle of the street, run them over.
So if there was a child that ran out in the middle of the street, you're like, "Bep, whatever.
Yeah,
one less mouth to feed."
Darwin's law of survival of the fittest.
And you'd run them over.
No, I'd feel really bad, actually.
Yeah, you probably would.
But I would still say it was their fucking fault.
Right.
All right, number three. Don't ask people how much they paid for things. It makes them uncomfortable, and it's a boring conversation anyway.
Now, I used to disagree with that. because if I was interested in this item in particular that you own and I wanted to buy it, I want to know how much it costs.
That's true. And I still kind of agree. I still kind of agree to an extent that that is should be the rule. Like if you bought a new TV, like say I went over to your house and you're like, check out this new 50-inch, you know, flat screen that I got, or, you know, 3D television. I'd be like, wow, dude, how much did you pay for that? That is a nice television. I am also looking for that.
Yeah,
how much
did
you pay? I think there's not a problem there.
Right. But my aunt, who is kind of wealthy, she owns a unbelievably elaborate, huge condo down on, I think it's in West Palm Beach.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. It's truly just unbelievably. She has an elevator that goes up to just her suite.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had a rich aunt. Not to that extent, anyway.
Yeah, yeah, she's very wealthy.
Wow. Okay.
And so, and then when I was down there,
have you talked to her about sponsoring the podcast? Maybe?
No, she's not.
She's not going to do that.
Not at all.
Okay.
But I said, you know, I made the mistake of asking her how much the place was, and then I thought about it. I'm like, that was a bad question, and
really?
She didn't
Why?
Answer it. She skirted around it because, I mean, you just don't ask that kind of question.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, when people come over and ask me how much I paid for this house, I don't like answering that question because then they start doing math in their head,
right?
And they're wondering how much I pay a month, and you know, it's like I don't necessarily.
And also,
like
a lot
that.
Of people do that because they want to know. They want to know if they can maybe do the same thing.
Well, I can. Well, see, but those people, I will talk to them and I'll say, look, here's what I did, and here's. Yeah, I guess it just depends on the situation.
Right, but when it comes
to... But for the most part, if you don't know the person, especially,
don't
ask
them
question. How much... Okay.
You rude bastard.
You rude son of a bitch. Number four, why wipe down the equipment at the gym when you're done.
Absolutely.
That's an
Without
easy.
A doubt.
Come
I don't
on.
Want to feel your nasty sweat on me.
There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than walking up to a machine after somebody just got done with
it. And it's dripping.
Just dripping with sweat.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Number five, never ask a pregnant woman when she's due, touch her belly without asking, or say, you're huge.
I agree with the last two. The first one, what's wrong with that?
Well, here's the problem. And I know why there's a problem with this one is that if you go up to a girl, because some women just have a beer belly.
Yeah.
And if you go up to her and say, oh, look, it looks like you're pregnant. When are you due?
Yeah, yeah.
And she goes,
I'm not pregnant.
I'm not pregnant at all.
I drink a lot of beer.
I just basically called you fat. I'm sorry.
Yep.
But I actually disagree with the touch her belly without asking. You never touch someone without either having a very close relationship with them anyway.
Yeah.
Or
so
at least
in a mall, just go, hi, I don't know
hey,
you.
You.
Can
doing?
I touch your belly?
Yes, we should just do that. We should just see what happens. Just
and
go to the mall.
It?
Yep, and record it. And just look for pregnant women walking around and just walk up to them.
What
go,
if
oh
their husbands that are with them are like gigantic, huge muscle face?
Do you think, though? I think that it would be a great experiment in the human. What do they call that? A human experiment? No. It's a social experiment.
Yeah.
Because I bet that the husbands would be so thrown off that they wouldn't say anything either. You just strike up a conversation with a couple, and obviously she's pregnant, and you just reach over and start touching her without saying anything. Awesome.
Yeah, that's a great
idea.
We
should totally do that.
We're going to need to wear face masks, though, because we're going to get punched in the face.
Oh, man. But so I can agree with that one. But you're huge. Obviously, that is a... that is telling them that they, and women who are pregnant usually have a very self-conscious about it. Anyway.
Oh my God.
But like, I know Stephanie, whenever she was pregnant, I could go up to her and be like, oh my God, you are going to blow up.
Yes.
You know, like messing with her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I know that
and
she's self-conscious.
And she took
it
as a joke, but at the same time, she's still a woman and was very sensitive about her look.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Did she get upset anytime?
Not
I
at
did
all.
Because I used to do that just to mess with her.
No,
like,
not
oh
at all.
Oh my God, Stephanie, you look like you're going to pop. You know, like joking.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
You know, and Stephanie's a very tiny girl anyway, and she's retracted very well.
Oh my God, I saw her the other day. She looks fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks like the Stephanie that I met whenever you first started
dating. Right. I bang the crap out of her now.
Well,
it's awesome.
You
got
to work off all that extra baby fat calories.
Yeah.
all right. Number six, if someone looks bad in a photo, don't tag them on Facebook.
Why not?
I don't see why not either.
I take horrible pictures.
No, I take that back because you have taken horrible pictures of me.
Yeah.
And I've been like, dude, please do not put that on Facebook.
It's because you're a girl. That's why.
I hate you. But it's perfect because it brings up our next topic, which is okay. What are the most feminine things that guys do?
Oh, boy.
I fully understand that you are... Oh, boy.
Buster's trying to get up on the table.
Up on the table.
Buddy.
Oh, my God.
And he pushed a button. He pushed a button.
Ladies and gentlemen, Buster's saber dance. anyway, I know you're all man. I'd never question that. Uh-huh. But deep down,
yeah.
John,
yeah.
You know there's something that you do that's pretty feminine. You take an hour to get ready.
No.
Yes, sir.
And
when you are in the bathroom and you are getting ready to go for the day,
yeah.
It takes you, I mean, at least half an hour and sometimes an
hour. I'm a thorough cleaning person of my body.
Yeah, but you like...
I want to get it all clean. My butthole, my junk, it everything.
It
is worse.
Like whenever, when you were and I were roommates and we were living together and we'd be going out for the night to go, you know, try to get some pussy.
Yeah.
You would take forever. I would be done in like 15 minutes and you're like, you're still in there and I have to put on TV and like try to find a... Oh, excuse me.
You're going to make it?
Oh, my God. I'm not feeling well. But I would have to try to put on like a Family Guy episode or something just
well,
to watch
here's
it
the
while
thing.
You're getting ready.
We were going out for a particular reason, were we not?
This yes,
is back
we were.
When I was
yeah.
single.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you go and do that, you try to have the prettiest peacock feathers possible.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yes.
Meh.
You don't want to go out looking and smelling and like crap.
Yeah, but how long does it take to squirt on some cologne?
That's not what I'm doing in there.
What are you doing?
Well,
in there?
I don't have much hair, but I have some hair, so I got to fix it to where it looks as best as it possibly can. You know,
which
you
is,
shave your head.
I
so
just
you
get
just,
rid of it.
That's
you
it.
Can, you can't
you even
fire
use
me,
shampoo.
Yeah, I don't. I use the soap that I wash my
right.
body with. Yeah.
So I've got some stuff to do.
but what else do I do that's feminine that you've noticed?
You use baby wipes to wipe your butt.
What's wrong with that?
What's
that
wrong
is
with
not
that?
Feminine.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You
it's
like
cleanly.
Soft...
You talk about being cleanly.
Yeah.
No.
Toilet paper does the same thing.
If you got poo on your hands, would you wipe it off with toilet paper? Or
no,
would
I
you...
wash my hands.
Exactly. So I got poo on my buttle.
Yeah.
I use the wet wipes to get it off.
And then you got that wet, squishy feeling in your butt crack. What's the matter with you? It's because you like that wet feeling down in your vagina.
No,
that's
that
why,
because
you're a woman.
The thing that I was going to say that I think that I do the most feminine-esque would be I cry at movies.
You faggot. You homosexual.
You've never cried at a movie?
What movie did you cry at?
Have you ever seen Steel Magnolias?
I can't be friends with you anymore. Oh, my God. You have no man card whatsoever. Steel Magnolias?
Yeah, dude. Come on.
Do you even have a penis?
When
Are
Sally,
you kidding me?
When Sally Field starts crying.
I'm
going to
start calling you Sally Fields. God.
Dude, I'm telling you, man.
I can't believe you're admitting this.
I will get choked up at movies, man. And that's the worst one, obviously, man.
I got teary-eyed at Saving Private Ryan. And that's a man's movie. And that was sad because it was World War II and people did die. My grandfather was in World War II.
Okay, okay.
And when you see the old guy walking towards the graves, he looked like my grandfather. And he had a big family just like the guy in the movie did. So, yeah, I got teary-eyed. Steel Magnolias.
Yeah, come on. Dude, watch it again. I'm telling you.
Are you wearing panties right now?
So?
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna give a list of a couple of things that were on this online discussion, and then we need to talk about Devin and Zach and Greg
and their femininity.
Yeah,
yeah.
For instance, they here's on this discussion. Number one was I have a long, thick eyelashes. Women tell me all the time that they're jealous of them.
Yeah,
I don't think that's really a feminine thing that somebody does, but I guess it is. Okay.
Well,
another one was, I truly love shopping for clothes, and if I wear a new shirt to work and no one notices it, it bums me out.
Wow.
Do you get bummed out if you buy new clothes and nobody notices?
I don't care.
Another person said, I'm 6'2" and I wear a suit and I skip down the street to work every day because it makes me feel happy and feels like I'm
six
in a musical.
Wow. Wow. And these are straight men?
If you're skipping down the street because you think it makes you feel like you're in a musical, yeah, you definitely have something to tell your parents.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're hiding something.
Number four, if I'm really feeling stressed out, I'll buy a pint of Ben and Jerry's and watch an episode of Grey's Anatomy. Holy moly.
These are men.
Yeah, these
are men.
These are supposedly straight men.
Straight men.
Number five, I really like cuddling, but only when I'm the little spoon.
What?
Is the little spoon the one where she would be behind you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this person dates really big girls, I guess.
I guess so. Number six, I order girly drinks at bars. That's one that Zach Boyd does.
Yes.
He is not afraid. And so does Devin, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Devin is a huge girly because he doesn't drink beer.
Right.
He'll order a strawberry margarita in a heartbeat.
Yeah. The one thing that Zach also doesn't do that's very
yeah, screw
feminine,
this list. Let's talk about them.
Zach, when he comes out of the bathroom, he doesn't wipe the semen off of his chin from after he's done blowing those guys in there.
That's extremely feminine. You're
yeah.
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, Devin...
Uh-huh.
You know, if you insult him, he gets upset and quiet.
Yes.
Like he doesn't fight back or anything.
Right, right,
you
right.
know?
He just kind of sits there, yeah. I especially find it offensive when Greg goes out and immediately starts, you know, hitting on guys when we're out at the bar.
Right.
I find that to be pretty feminine.
Well, that's very feminine. Yeah. Also, you know, he's the angry Texan and everything, but yeah. there was that one time where... I walked into his bedroom when he lived here,
uh-huh.
and he had two guys doing him in the butthole at the same time.
At the same time,
and he
yeah,
was wearing a cowboy hat, and he was screaming, "I'm pissed! I got two dicks in my ass! The angry Texan! They're gonna hate us when they hear this shit."
That's some very feminine stuff.
Yeah, that's very, very ladylike.
Yeah, you know,
and
that's
all
terrible.
Three of them have lady lumps because they're all out of shape.
Lady lumps.
Yes.
You know what? I'm gonna end it on that. I think that
yeah?
was good enough. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Oh
my God! All right, there's a short podcast for
there
you.
There it is. Very good. The dynamic duo.
The dynamic duo in the house. Just John and I hanging out. I hope that you enjoyed it, and we'll try to get everybody together again next week. Obviously. But fun times, bro.
You got comedy coming up?
I do have comedy coming up.
Where
on
and
November
when?
1st and 2nd, I will be at the Boardwalk Bowl in Orlando on East Colonial. So check us out 1st and 2nd. Show starts at 8:30. And then on November 9th, I'm going to be out at the Joke Factory out in Daytona. So we got a lot of that coming on. What about you?
I don't do comedy because I'm not funny, but I do trivia.
You're funny looking. That's good enough.
Thank you. I've got a perfect face for radio. But yeah, trivia every Thursday at 5 o'clock, 5:30 on Saturdays, Star Island Resort in Kissimmee. Come on out and have some fun.
Come on out and have some fun with John at trivia. Okay, well, I guess that's it. Have a great weekend. It's a beautiful day outside.
It's awesome.
Holy moly.
I love it.
Let's go and run a marathon.
Let's
okay, bye.
Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we can have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Let's clean out your vag from all that sand you got in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China is singing at the song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like,
I was just like, what? And she's like, but it was,
is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God.
This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And it's then
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed.
Now, listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
Let me. I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with you. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I got to say about that.
Do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No.